就我们一起来翻开圣经诗篇三十四篇。
Let us all turn to the Bible, Psalms 34.
诗篇三十四篇十一节。
Psalms chapter 34, verse 11.
众弟子啊，你们当听我的话，我要将敬畏神的道教训你们。在这里啊，大卫他先做了一些他信仰的体验，之后呢，他再来做一个邀请。
So in Psalms chapter 34, verse 11, it says, "Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord." David says this after first talking about some of his experiences in faith, and then leads into a teaching of verse 11.
在前面呢，大卫他在描写他在困苦当中，他祈求神，神是如何的来听他的祷告，帮助他。
Previously, David was talking about how in his times of difficulty, he sought after God, and God listened to his prayer.
那在信仰的体验里头啊，有一个很重要的结论，就是要努力来做一个敬畏神的人。
Therefore, a conclusion in the experience of faith is that one must diligently seek to fear the Lord.
那所以十一节呢，他说我要将敬畏神的道来教训你们。
Therefore, it says in verse 11, "I will teach you the fear of the Lord."
怎样的生活叫做敬畏神的生活？
So what kind of a life is called a life that is in the fear of the Lord?
十四节
Verse 14.
要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。
Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
那其中的一个项目啊，就是寻求和睦。
One of the criteria here is to seek peace and pursue it.
那这是一种，对我们今天来讲，这就是基督徒得胜的人生的一个表现。
To us today, this is one of the things we must do as Christians in order to be victorious.
那造成不和睦当然会有许多的原因。
Now there are many reasons why we may lack peace.
那另外，很多时候也不是只有两个人，他可能包括着。其他的人。
And oftentimes, lack of peace does not only occur between two people, but other parties as well.
那圣经里头也不少这种人与人之间不和睦的事情。
And oftentimes, there are conflicts between people mentioned in the Bible.
那这个不能够跟人和睦，这也是人性的一个弱点。
And this inability to get along with one another is one of the weaknesses of mankind.
所以人性的弱点呢，就是人很容易有的倾向但是它是不好的。
So this human weakness is something that occurs naturally, but is not good.
那在创世纪里头提到以扫、雅各这一对双胞胎他们在长大之后，他们不能够和睦在一起。
In Genesis, it talks about the story of Jacob and Esau, who, after growing up, were not able to get along with one another.
那这之间的这种不和睦甚至是非常的严重的。
And the conflict between them was severe.
请看创世纪二十七章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 27.
创世纪二十七章四十一节。
Genesis chapter 27, verse 41.
四十一节，以扫因他父亲给雅各祝的福，就厌恨雅各，心里说：“为我父亲居上的日子近了，到那时候，我要杀我的兄弟雅各。”
41. Esau held a grudge against Jacob because the blessing of his father had given him. He said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob."
这个不和睦，甚至这个做哥哥的心中有恨想要。有一天把弟弟给杀了。
This conflict between them caused the older brother to even one day want to kill his younger brother.
那这里提到是因为这个做父亲的以撒对雅各的祝福。
And here it describes the reason being the blessing that was bestowed by the father upon Jacob.
因为以撒本来是对这个长子以扫说啊，你去准备准备，我要祝福你。
Because Isaac originally told the eldest son Esau to go and make preparations and I will bless you.
啊，但是他的这个以撒的妻子利百加怀孕的那啊生怀孕生孩子的那个过程啊，他应该是知道的。
But we should know what happened during Rebecca's giving birth to the two children.
我相信利百加也一定跟丈夫以撒提过神对他的这个启示。
And I'm sure that Rebecca has also told Isaac about the events of the birth.
哦，但是这个以撒他似乎是忽略了神的这个启示，这个命定。
Yet Isaac still did not take into consideration this prophecy that was the birth of Jacob and Esau.
那这个利百加他要帮助小儿子雅各来得着这个父亲的祝福。
Now Rebecca wanted to give the blessings of the father to the youngest son Jacob.
如果从人来看啊，那利百加是也是很明显的这种偏心。
From a human standpoint, it seems that Rebecca was quite biased as well.
这个以撒做父亲的要祝福长子，这个啊，对神已经有的启示来讲是不合理的。
And Isaac, who even though he saw the prophecy of God, wanted to bless the older son, was also not acting in accordance.
那这个雅各啊，他要去夺取这个父亲的祝福啊，啊，其实他心里是不安的。
And actually, when Jacob wanted to steal his father's blessing, there was no peace in his heart either.
哦，因为他是要用欺骗的手段。
Because he was about to use trickery.
哦，所以他对妈妈利百加说，如果父亲发现了怎么办？
Therefore, he asked his mother, what if our father finds out?
哦，这个害怕常常也是良心的一种表现。
And oftentimes this fear is an indication of one's conscience.
哦，所以良心在告诉雅各说，你这样做不对。
Therefore, it was Jacob's conscience that was telling him that what he was doing was wrong.
那这个哥哥以扫呢，他从很早就显示出来，他轻忽这个长子的名分。
And his brother Esau, very early on showed that he despised his father's blessing.
哦，所以从这个家庭来看呢，为什么会造成不和睦？
So from this family, we can see why there was much dispute and conflict.
因为有人啊做不合理的事情。
Because there were people who did unreasonable things.
因为有人啊不照着良心来做事情。
Because there were people who did not act according to their conscience.
当然当时他们没有圣经。
Of course, they didn't have the Bible at that time.
但是神对他们的启示啊，就好像我们今天的圣经一样。
But the prophecies that God gave to them back then are like the Bible is to us today.
好像今天如果我们有圣经的教的这个教训，我们不照着圣经的教训去做，很可能在我们生活当中就会有不和睦的事情。
Similarly, today, if we do not act in accordance with the Bible's teachings, there may be some conflicts that arise with among us as well.
那这个不和睦也就等于这个不平安。
And these conflicts eventually equate to a lack of peace.
哦，结果这个雅各他必须要这个离开家庭。
And in the end, Jacob had to leave his home.
那这个利百加啊，他心中也就常常要挂念着这个孩子。
And Rebecca, in her heart, oftentimes thought about her child.
那当利百加在想儿子的时候啊，可能啊又会啊跟这个做父亲的以撒啊这来这个发牢骚。
And as Rebecca was thinking about her child, she may have oftentimes got into conflicts with her husband Isaac.
哦，所以这整个家庭不和睦，所以呢，也充满着这个不平安。
And so, because his family could not get along, therefore, there is a lack of peace.
啊，事情这样经过了二十几年。
And these events transpired for 20 some odd years.
后来这个雅各啊，他费了很大，用了很大的努力，才跟哥哥啊，又这个和睦。
Until finally Jacob, through great effort, made peace with his brother.
那而且还是加上还要加上神的帮助，才能够达到雅各跟以扫之间的和睦。
And he could only do it with the addition of God's help.
我们请看创世纪三十三章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 33.
创世纪三十三章第三节。
Genesis chapter 33 verse 3.
雅各自己在他们前头过去一连七次俯伏在地，才就近他哥哥。
Three, he himself went on ahead and bowed down to the ground seven times as he approached his brother.
这雅各已经送了很多礼物在前头，要给哥哥。
Jacob had already sent many gifts ahead of him to give to his brother.
然后自己还用这个啊，非常啊。非常这个谦卑的这样的一个态度来见哥哥。
And Jacob himself took an attitude of humility to approach his brother.
那这时候他的腿已经瘸了，所以啊也是非常吃力的啊来见他的哥哥。
And at the time his leg was made lame, so it was also very difficult for him to meet his brother.
第四节
，verse four，
以扫跑来迎接他，将他抱住。又搂着他的颈项，与他亲嘴，两个人就哭了。
Four, but Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept.
哦，在雅各这么的努力以及神的帮助之下，这对兄弟才达到了某一个程度的和睦。
Only with great effort on the part of Jacob and with the guidance of God, could these two brothers finally reach some kind of a truce?
哦，所以看到雅各的例子啊，提醒我们，啊，我们要尽量的去维持跟其他人的这个和好。
And so, when we look at the example of Jacob, we learn how we can make peace with other people as well.
哦，如果像雅各失去了和睦，要再达到某一个程度的和睦。那要花上很多的时间、精神、力量。
We can see from Jacob that after losing peace with someone, in order to regain it, we must spend a lot of effort.
但如果一开始这个雅各他能够有忍耐的话，可能事情不会弄得这么的复杂。
However, if at the beginning Jacob could only have been patient, these things would never have turned out as bad as they did.
他忍耐一点，可能就不会跟哥哥造成这么大的这种冲突。
If only he was patient, more patient, he could have withheld himself from having gotten into this conflict with his brother.
很多时候人的不和睦啊，常常就是不能够忍耐。
Oftentimes, the conflict between man begins because someone is not patient.
那之所以不能够忍耐，可能就是缺少了爱。
And because people are unable to be patient because they lack love.
所以圣灵的果子第一个被提出来的就是仁爱。
So therefore, the first fruit of the Holy Spirit is patience.
然后再来的表现有忍耐。
And the next fruit is kindness.
所以这一些其实它都有连带关系。
Actually, these things are related to one another.
有爱就能够做到忍耐。
Once there is love, then there can be patience.
如果没有爱，可能做不到忍耐这一件事情。
If there is no love, then patience is not able to be achieved.
那另外一个例子，这个约瑟啊，他就一直都能够相当的忍耐。约瑟啊，他遇到事情，他通常能够忍耐。Joseph.
And another example is Joseph, who was able to have patience.
所以他总是能够在与人相处的当中，总是能够去维持这个和好的这样的一个情况。
Therefore, he was always able to make peace with those around him.
那一个有和平的这个环境啊，就是神容易祝福的一个环境。
And an environment that has peace is an environment that easily can receive God's blessings.
所以约瑟所到的地方大概就会是一个蒙福的地方。
So it's very probable that wherever Joseph went was a place that would have received God's blessings.
因为约瑟所到的地方他总是带来和睦。
Because wherever Joseph went, he always brought with him peace.
所以我们要追求和睦啊，那这个爱跟忍耐啊，是我们必须要再去思考，不断的去学习的。
So therefore, if we want peace, we must always think about and pursue love and patience.
那所以主耶稣他在世上也给我们留下这个忍耐的榜样。
Now Jesus Christ also left an example of patience.
我们请看帖撒罗迦后书第三章。
Let's look at Second Thessalonians chapter 3.
帖撒罗尼迦后书三章第五节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节，愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。
5. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance.
这个保罗在信的快结尾的时候，他为信徒啊来祷告。
And near the end of the letter, Paul gives his prayer for the believers.
他说，希望主耶稣能够引导你们的心。
Wishing that may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love.And Christ's perseverance.
引导进入基督的忍耐。
To be directed into Christ's perseverance.
那意思也就是说，我们要学基督的忍耐。
That means that we too must learn after Christ's perseverance.
那什么是基督的忍耐？
So what is Christ's perseverance?
请看约翰福音十三章。
Let us turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章第一节。
John chapter 13 verse 1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father.Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
这里说主耶稣他知道时候到了。
Here it said that Jesus knew that the time had come.
在约翰福音里头常常提到有关主耶稣的时候。
In John, it often talks about the Christ's time.
那在这个之前呢，常常提到说主耶稣的时候还没有到。
And before this, it talks about often that Christ's time has not yet come.
那其实主耶稣啊，他是很热切的要希望这个时候赶快到。
In actuality, Jesus wanted this time to come quickly.
因为这是他来到世上的目的。
Because this was the purpose of him coming into this world.
我们请看路加，参考路加福音十二章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章五十节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 50.
五十节，我有当受的喜，还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢？
50. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed.
这里说所主耶稣说所当受的洗，指的就是十字架的苦行。
Here, the baptism that Jesus was to undergo refers to his crucifixion.
这个我有当受的洗，就是指着为世人来受死。
And the baptism that he was to undergo, was referring to the death that he had to die for mankind.
那这个事情还没有成就，那主耶稣呢？他是何等的啊，何等的迫切。
And before this thing came to fruition, Jesus Christ was very zealous.
甚至成为生活当中的一种啊一种苦恼。
It to the point where it even became something that was distressing to him.
就好像我们知道要做哪一件事情，而且要赶快的去做，但是偏偏啊，这个没有办法去做。
Just like how sometimes we may feel when there is something that we must do, but we cannot do it just yet.
所以心里一方面是很苦恼，一方面也是很迫切。
So that feeling is that in one's heart, one is very, very distressed, but at the same time, very zealous.
那但是，一直到约翰福音十三章这里才提到说时候到了。
Until John 13, where it said that the time has come.
所以我们对神呢，我们不用忍耐这个字眼，我们用等候这个字眼。
So when we're talking about God, we should not use the word being patient, but rather we should use the words to wait for.
那事实上这个精神是一样的。
In actuality, they are the same attitudes.
主耶稣希望那个时候快到。
Jesus Christ wanted that appointed time to come.
但是他必须等候这个天父所定的时间。
But he had to wait for the appointed time from God.
那等候的另外一面就是顺服。
Now, the other aspect of waiting on God is to submit.
所以基督的忍耐第一个层面就是对神，他是等候神的。
So, the perseverance of Christ, the first aspect is that he waited on God.
那圣经里头用天父，等候天父。
He waited,
Heavenly
Father. For his Father.
那因为有对天父的等候，所以也才能够表现出来对人的这个忍耐。
Because he waited for his Father, therefore he could display to the world his patience.
主耶稣曾经说，如果不行神迹，你们总是不信。
Jesus Christ said that if I did not perform miracles, you would not have believed.
事实上，耶稣基督他的确就是救主。
In reality, Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
纵然他不行神迹，人们还是应该来跟随他，来相信他。
Even if he had not performed any miracles, people should still have believed and followed after him.
但是主耶稣对人忍耐啊，所以啊，他就行神迹。
But Jesus Christ was patient towards mankind, therefore he displayed all the miracles.
所以主耶稣行神迹，除了说对人的怜悯之外，应该还加上对人的忍耐。
So therefore, it was not only Jesus Christ being merciful to mankind, but it was also Jesus Christ being patient towards mankind.
那纵然主耶稣行了神迹，还是有人还是不信。
But even though he made all these miracles, yet there were still people who did not believe.
但主耶稣也没有就把这些人给毁灭了。
But Jesus Christ did not simply just destroy these people.
主耶稣对人是有忍耐的。
Jesus Christ is patient towards people.
所以基督的忍耐包括这两个层面。
So therefore, the Christ of love has these two aspects.
有对天父的等候，也才会有对人的忍耐。
And only by waiting for the Father can he have patience towards mankind.
所以今天我们因为忍耐才能够跟人和睦。
And today, it is because we are able to be patient, that we are also able to have peace with one another.
那保罗说我们要进入基督的忍耐。
And Paul said that we must enter into Christ's patience.
哦，所以我们所必须要去学习的功课，第一样就是等候神。
So therefore, the first thing that we must learn is Christ's patience.
等候神。
To wait after God.
哦，那有了等候神之后，我们就容易在生活当中对人能够忍耐。
And only after we learn to wait after God can we learn to have peace with one another.
我们再看回这个雅各的这个例子。
If we look back to the example of Jacob,
如果当时雅各他能够等候神，
If Jacob had only been able to wait after God,
那很有可能整个情况就不会是那么的糟糕，那么的复杂。
Then it's very possible that the whole situation would not have been as bad as it were.
那因为他不能够等候神，那所以呢，他就做了一些事情，把整个情况啊弄得不好。
But because he was not able to wait after God, he did some things that messed up the situation.
雅各如果能够等候神，他也能够对父亲所要做的事情能够忍耐。
And if Jacob was able to wait for God, then he would have also had patience towards his father.
哦，那相信神所命定的事情，人是没有是不能改变的。
Now the things that God has predestined, mankind cannot change.
啊，所以如果当时雅各他有等候神的话，那么他跟哥哥就不会有那么大的这个冲突跟不和睦。
And if Jacob at that time could only have waited upon God, then he would not have gotten into such a conflict with his brother.
所以圣经啊，从旧约一直到新约，也是不断的在提到啊，我们要等候神。
And so the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament reminds us that we must wait upon God.
有一些经节是古圣徒对我们的勉励。
Some of the passages are encouragements from the saints.
哦，有一些经节甚至是神直接对人讲的，你们要等候。
Some passages are examples of God telling people that you must wait.
哦，我们都希望我们所到的地方都能够带来和睦。
We all wish that wherever we go, there can be peace.
哦，所以我们需要把这些等候神的经节常常的来复习，常常的来提醒自己。
Therefore, we must remind ourselves of the passages that tell us to wait for God.
那这些等候神的经节有很多都是出自于大卫。
Now, a lot of these passages are from the examples of King David.
啊，大卫跟扫罗之间的事情，啊，也再再的来表现出大卫的那种等候神。
The events that transpired between Saul and David are an example of David waiting for God.
哦，那因为大卫等候神，所以他对扫罗啊，也一直能够以这种忍耐的态度。
Because David waited for God, therefore he was able to have patience towards Saul.
哦，虽然扫罗并没有真正的跟大卫来和睦。
Even though Saul never came to seek peace with David.
哦，有时候扫罗他自己觉得非常的啊，非常的不好意思，非常的痛心啊，他表示他跟大卫和睦。
Yet sometimes we can see that Saul himself was ashamed and wanting almost to seek peace with David.
哦，但是扫罗总是很快的又被那个不和睦来胜过自己。
Yet Paul was oftentimes quickly overcome by the conflicts.
哦，那虽然这个扫罗跟大卫没有达到真正的和睦。
Therefore, Saul was not able to seek true peace with David.
哦，但是大卫所带给人的就是他愿意和睦。
But what David brought to the people was that he is a man who is willing to seek after peace.
哦，比如说他的部下说，这是好机会。神给你的，可以杀掉扫罗。
For example, in one instance, David's subordinates told him this is an excellent chance to go kill Saul.
但是大卫他等候神，所以他对扫罗能够忍耐。
But David was able to wait for God, therefore he was able to be patient towards Saul.
这也给他周遭的人一个很好的榜样，很好的教训。
And this became a good example to those who were around him.
所以虽然扫罗大卫没有和睦，但是呢，大卫是在营造一个和睦的环境。
So even though David was never able to make the peace with Saul, yet he was able to create a peaceful environment around him.
所以大卫所到的地方，通常也是神所同在、神所祝福的地方。
Therefore, wherever David went, it was usually a place of peace and a place that God blessed.
好，我们来看几个大卫对等候神的这个勉励的经节。
Let us take a look at some of the passages where the examples of David teach us about waiting after God.
请看诗篇二十七篇。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 27.
诗篇二十七篇。
Psalms 27.
十四节。
Psalms 27:14.
十四节，要等候主，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候主。
14, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
很多勇士他们来跟随扫罗王。
There were many valiant men who followed after Saul.
他们本来是要跟扫罗一起来保护国家，来抵挡这个非利士人。
They were originally following Saul in order to defend the kingdom against the Philistines.
现在却变成扫罗带他们要去追杀大卫。
And now it turned into Saul leading them to go after David.
有时候把整个，如果知道大卫在哪一个地区，把那整个地区都给包围起来。
And oftentimes it was that whenever they thought that David was in a place, they would surround it.
所以大卫曾经跟约拿单讲说，我离死只不过一步。
So therefore, David told Jonadab that he was only one step away from death.
那所以在这样的情况之下，是会令人胆怯害怕的。
And in that situation, it was a situation that would have caused a person to be afraid.
那大卫如何能够在这样的环境里头？仍然能够这个刚强壮胆。
So how was it that King David was able to remain strong in such circumstances?
就是他等候神。
It was because he waited for the Lord.
等候神带来忍耐，就能够达到和睦。
He waited for the Lord to give him patience and to finally achieve peace.
那请看诗篇三十七篇。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 37.
诗篇三十七篇第七节
Psalm chapter 37 verse 7
第七节，你当默然的依靠主，耐性等候他，不要因那道路通达的和那恶谋成就的心怀不平。
7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes.
人很容易被这个所遭遇的事情来影响了我们。
Mankind is oftentimes easily affected by his situations.
那在这种恶劣的环境里头，如何能够站立得住，保持得住
？So how can a man stand in a wicked environment?
这里说坏人道路通达。
Here it's talking about a case where, evil men succeed in their ways.
这个恶魔啊，反而是成功的。
And that their wicked schemes are actually carried out.
遭遇到这样的事情，人的心如何能够平静得了？
And when this type of situation arises, how can a man maintain his peace?
一个人的心没有办法平静，又如何能够跟别人来和平？
A man cannot have peace within him and actually have peace with others as well.
心没有办法平静，就没有办法跟人家和睦。
Oh, if a person cannot have peace within him, then he cannot make peace with others.
那大卫说，默然的依靠神，耐性的等候神。
But David says to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him.
所以他不受到这种不公平的遭遇啊。
So therefore, he does not let this injustice that has befallen upon him to distort his virtues.
所以他仍然保留了扫罗的性命。But
he still preserves the life of Saul.
再请看诗篇62篇。Let
us turn to Psalms chapter 62.
诗篇62篇第5节
Psalms chapter 62 verse 5
我的心啊，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。
5 Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him.
真正的盼望让我们对现在的事情跟现在的遭遇啊，都能够去 接受.
True hope allows us to be able to accept whatever situation we are in.
盼望让现在的每一件事情都是必须的，都是有意义的。
And hope allows us to see the situations that are presented to us as meaningful and necessary.
那这个真正的盼望从哪里来？
So where does true hope come from?
大卫说，我的心默默的，默默无声，专等候神。
David says, find rest, O my soul, in God alone.
这个跟随他的人，鼓励大卫说，这是神给你的机会，你把扫罗给杀了。Even
though David's men told him, oh, this is a good opportunity to kill Saul.
大卫并没有这样做。Yet
David did not do likewise.
圣经没有记载。 我们可以推想，可能有人会跟大卫说：“你到底要等到什么时候？”
It's easy to imagine that someone might have said to David, "How long are you going to wait?"
你这一次坐失的机会，下一次的机会，不晓得什么时候才会再有。
If you don't take action and kill him now, when will be the next time that you will be able to get this opportunity?
但是大卫在等的不是下一次什么时候有机会来杀扫罗。
But David was not waiting for the next opportunity to kill Saul.
他是在盼望着神给他的时候。He
was waiting upon the appointed time from God.
因为神已经借着撒母耳膏了他要当王。Because
God had already, through Samuel, anointed him king.
所以大卫不是在等着哪一天杀扫罗，他是在等着哪一天
So David was not waiting for God's appointed time to kill Saul, but rather for God's appointed time for his promise to be fulfilled.
所以大卫所表现出来的就是他一再的要跟扫罗能够和睦。And
so everything David did was a show of one day in hopes of being able to make peace with Saul.
请我们再看以赛亚书40章。Let
us turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
31节，但那等候神的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Verse 31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
一再的在追求着跟人要和睦，有时候会让人手软，会让人气馁的。Sometimes
in seeking to make peace with others, one may become weary and faint.
就像大卫，他已经一次不杀扫罗了，但是扫罗暂时的跟他和睦， 没多久还是继续要追杀大卫。
Just like David who spared Saul once, and yet Saul came after him again.
但是大卫他没有灰心，他没有气馁。
Yet David, did not grow weary, and he did not grow faint.
他仍然很坚强地活下去。
Accordingly, he, lived his life.
他仍然把握住这个神的教训，他仍然做一个敬畏神的人。
He still feared the Lord and kept his commandments, and he still, held on to his commandments.
就像这里所说的，等候神就要重新得力。
Just like it says here that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
或许我们会想说，神为什么这么不干脆？
Sometimes we might think, why is God so circumvent?
为什么总是要我们等候他？
Why does God always want us to wait for him?
那其实有两个原因我们可以晓得。
Actually, there are two reasons that we can learn.
第一个啊，有时候其实神也在等我们。
The first reason is that sometimes God may actually be waiting for us.
我们请看以赛亚书三十章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章十八节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18.
主必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为神是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Yet, 18, yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him.
中文圣经提到两个等候。
The Chinese version of the Bible mentions to wait upon twice.
第一个是神在等候人。
The first waiting is God waiting for man.
他是多么希望把福气给人，所以他在等。
He really longs to give his blessings to man, so he waits for them.
那下半句是这个人等候神。
And the latter half of the verse in the Chinese version talks about man waiting upon God.
看起来好像我们在等，其实反过来看，神也在等我们。
Saying that even though it looks like we are waiting for God, but it's actually God who's waiting for us.
再请看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章第八节。
Isaiah 55 verse 8.
主说：“我的意念会同你们的意念，我的道路会同你们的道路。”
Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways.
第九节，天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
9. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
这两个经节也是一个很大的原因，为什么神让我们等候。
These two verses also form another reason why God allows us to wait.
我们常常只看到眼前，只看到现在。
Oftentimes, we only see what is before our eyes.
我们必须承认，神他已经看到整个图片。
But we must acknowledge that God has seen the whole scheme of things.
在这样的一个事实之下，我们是需要等候神的。
Knowing this truth, we must wait for God.
所以等候神本来就是我们的一个本分。
So therefore, waiting for God is something that mankind has to do.
如果我们能够做得到的话，那么我们对人也就能够有忍耐。
And if we are able to do this, then we can finally be patient with others.
那如果对人能够有忍耐，我们就更容易跟人来和睦。
And if we are patient towards others,then we also can make peace with others.
一个有和睦的地方，就是神要同在，神要祝福的地方。
And a place that has peace is a place that God will bless.
所以诗篇34篇的这个14节在新约圣经应该至少也有两个地方来引用。
And so if we look at Psalm chapter 34, we can see that it's used at least twice in the New Testament.
所以新约圣经也在强调着要寻求和睦。
And we can also see that the New Testament is talking about seeking after peace.
所以在新约圣经也提到等候神。
So in the New Testament, it talks about waiting upon God.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们能够继续成为一个等候神的人。
So that we may become people who wait for God.
让我们对周遭的人能够有更大的忍耐。
So that we can become patient towards those around us.
让我们成为一个得胜的基督徒，能够与人和睦。
So that we can be victorious Christians who are able to be at peace with people.
我们请唱诗476首。
Let us sing hymn 476.
我们唱。